As I walked out one May morning to view the fields and the leaves of springing, I saw two maidens standing by, and one of them her hands was wringing. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, all sorts of victuals I did provide, all sorts of meats that's fitting for him, with oyster pie and rhubarb too, but nothing will but courage in him. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, my husband can dance and caper and sing and do anything that's fitting for him, but he cannot do the thing I want because he has no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, my husband's admired wherever he goes, and everyone looks well upon him, with his handsome features and well-shaped leg, but still he's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, every night when I goes to bed, I lie and throw my leg right o'er him, and my hand I clap between his thighs, but I can't put any courage in him. Oh dear, oh, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, 7 long years I've made his bed, and every night I've lain beside him, but this morning I rose with me maiden head, for still he's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, I wish my husband he was dead, and in his grave I'd quickly lay him, and then I'd try another one that's got a little courage in him. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh.